Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's also the 16th day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we're supposed to be, it's supposed to be snowing right now, but it ain't. And I'm not complaining, but we're supposed to get between 8 and 12 inches, I think. And, well, I hate it. All I can do is just look forward to spring. Anyways, let's see what, well... Right out the gate, to hell with, you know, we at some point in the ball game, everybody has to just admit that nothing, not a goddamn thing has changed. That a third of our population, you know, you look at the reports on their new tax bill, and in the Congress and Senate, they're considering $450,000 to be lower middle middle class. I think it's even lower middle class. This is how out of touch. I'm telling you, a third of our population, they're just pretending like we're not here, people. They are absolutely pretending like we're not here until it comes around to election time, and they need some stupid people to step up and put a multi-billionaire into a position to give trillions of dollars more to the people who have just goddamn broke our country, broke our people, ate out our substance. Anyways, ICE agents, this is all going to come together. ICE agents rebel. Say Trump betrayed them, leaving Obama people in place. Report shows how cartels infiltrating Texas. Well, hell yes, this is what we've been telling you all along. And we're damn sure going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Oops.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, you know, when we first come up, what I'm seeing here, I mean, it's just what they think is they can dispossess and make civilly dead a third of this goddamn population, and they targeted American nationals. 100 million people. They think they can just ignore you and that's it. And just do as they goddamn well please. Come and take your shit. Do whatever they want. It's time that people just started acting on what we're seeing. ICE agents rebel, say Trump betrayed them. Of course he did, leaving Obama people in place. Of course he did. Because there was no intent by this international billionaire to take slave labor out of the goddamn United States. I heard that damn Paul Ryan, that dirty goddamn corporate lapdog piece of shit up there touting, you know, they pushed their GOP tax bill through the Congress. And, you know, he's up there and he's talking about the people like they're not even goddamn people. He's up there talking about the corporations, you know, and he points at the goddamn graph. He's got a graph up there and he says over in Ireland, there's a 12% tax rate on corporations. So that's why they're going to move over to Ireland. We need to drop this down to 20% so they can get trillions more here. People, let's face it. You know why? I'm going to tell you guys why Ireland's tax rate on corporations is 12%, because they have no resources. There's a reason we have the highest tax rate in the goddamn planet. It's because we have the most resources. And the consumer base, the money's here. They are playing this game, man. I'm telling you, since 2008, when they've stole trillions of dollars from our people, they have made record profits right down the line. And now that Paul Ryan, I could rip his fucking face off with my bare hands. That dirty rat bastard son of a bitch. I'll tell you what, people, get ready, because it's going to, you know what? This is what it's going to take. It's going to take people's stomachs growling before they, well, I guess I made a mistake in voting. And here it is right here, what we told you. We told you this right down the line. We told you this before it ever goddamn happened. That's why I can't see why people today just can't, when it's right there in your face, well, I don't know. Your goddamn analytical side of your brain is completely shut down. You're a fucking moron and you're just wandering through life. You wake up in a new world every day, The country's immigration enforcement officers launched a website Tuesday demanding that President Trump do more to clean up their agency, saying he has left the Obama team in place. Well, of course he had. He's an international communist, just like Obama. It was just, what would you accept? How could they keep stealing for another 4 years, eating out the substance, raping your goddamn country? You'll be left with nothing. And it's stymieing his goal, really? Are you still, this is what I'm talking about, stupid people. What do they got? He's got to walk up and hit you in the head with a goddamn sledgehammer and go, I fucked you before you get it. Stymieing his goal of enforcing laws on the books. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement supervisors in Philadelphia banned officers from wearing bulletproof vests during an operation in the dangerous Badlands section in the city's north for fear of offending the immigrant community. I'll tell you what, people, it's going to be a mean-ass fight, because that's the only way you're going to get these goddamn cockroaches out of your goddamn country. Offending the immigrant community, of course, there is no immigrant community. You're a bunch of goddamn invaders. You need to be shot out of this country. According to a new website, JICRReport.com. Meanwhile, officers in one Utah city are required to give city officials 7 days heads up before arresting anyone. And by the time they go to make the arrest, the immigrants they are targeting have taken off. The website says, duh. I mean, it was all just a goddamn show. I wish Hillary Clinton would have been elected. At least the people we'd be at war by now, because the same shit would be going on. You wouldn't have those goddamn stupid people sitting in their restaurants with their fat ass guts hanging over their pants. Oh, I think he's doing a good job. You dumb, ignorant. I can't even find the words to express your imbecile minds. Compiled by the National ICE Council, which represents ICE officers, the website is part of Whistleblower and part a primal scream for Trump to pay attention to a group of people who were among his staunchest backers during the presidential election. Durr. ICE officers grudgingly admit that the only president they ever endorsed hasn't kept his word, and many officers now feel betrayed. You see, it's just seeing us up here talking about this. Here it is, right here. Now you got the people on the goddamn ground right there telling you there ain't no goddamn thing changed. They're enslaving your stupid, sorry asses. During a presidential campaign, ICE officers grudgingly, okay, we did that. Okay, National ICE Council President Chris Crane, in an open letter to Mr. Trump posted on the site, said he finds himself regularly having to defend the president to ICE officers who backed Mr. Trump during the campaign, but now feel stabbed in the back by the administration. New report shows how Mexican cartels are infiltrating Texas. Mexican cartels smuggle more drugs into the United States than any other criminal group, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration said in a new report. The 2017 National Drug Treatment as a drug threat assessment released in October lists six cartels as having major influences across the country and Texas. Cartel's influence in Texas is far-reaching, affecting cities hundreds of miles from the state's border with Mexico. San Antonio is the only city in the state with a drug trade controlled by the cartel Jalisco Nueva generational sure as hell is, which deals mostly with methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, according to, did we have heroin in? Yeah, the DEA. Okay, now, I was thinking of what order to bring these in. I think I'm going to go with this order, so give me just 1 second, because this follows right into what we just read there. Now, Trump isn't doing a goddamn thing, okay? You got that through your head. He's went over to China and merged your fucking country with the goddamn Chinese. The Chinese are coming here to be your overlords. And it is Trump that did it. And it's you. And you need to confront these people. It is you Trumpets out there. I think I heard one of my, I was listening out of the side of my ear on the intelligence report yesterday. Even I don't know who it was. I think Randy or somebody that comes up on there regularly and talking about how them Trumpets had puffed up their chest and daring somebody, you son of a bitch, you will hang for your treason because you have committed treason right out in the goddamn open. I can convict you prima facie in short order. And I ain't afraid of you, punk. Afghanistan, opium production almost doubled in 2017. Survey from Press TV sent in by Larry. And this is under your Trump administration. And they've doubled the goddamn dope coming in because they're going to have an opioid war. They're going to up the drug war, go after the marijuana, steal people's property, and, you know, institute that police state we were telling you about when this election was still ongoing. We told you that Obama couldn't accomplish it. That's why Trump's going to be in there. He's to put together that police state. And enjoy it. Because it is your goddamn lack of diligence that has allowed it. This is from Press TV, sent in by Larry. The United Nations and the Afghan government have released a new joint survey showing that opium production in the country has almost doubled so far in 2017. This is just so far in 2017 compared to last year. Boy, Trump's taking care of you, ain't he? Boy, is he taking care of you. According to the survey, the opium production rose by 87% and stands at a record level of 9,921 U.S. tons so far this year, compared to 5,291 U.S. tons in 2016. The Afghan Ministry of Counter-Narcotics and the U.N. Office of Drugs and Crime, that would be the UNODC, reported an increase of 63% in the area under opium poppy cultivation. The area that cultivated the poppy increased. The area cultivated for poppies, I guess it's not written very well, increased from 496,671 acres in 2016 to 810,488 acres this year. It is high time, for the international community in Afghanistan to reprioritize drug control and to acknowledge that every nation has a shared responsibility for this global problem. The UNODC's executive director, Yuri Fedorov, said in a statement, the increase in production is mainly caused by the rise in the area under poppy cultivation. Well, that's what we went there for. Go ahead, sorry.
I bet you Trump's off-the-book balance sheet has gone up a lot higher than that, though.
Oh, buddy. He's going to come like, you know, he has that little son called Baron, and this is it. I'm telling you. These son of a bitches are going for kings and queens again. Kings and queens and peasants and peons and coolies. That's what there's going to be in these countries. The survey also showed that the number of Afghan provinces cultivating poppies rose from 21 to 24, with Gashina, Shamangan, and Nusran provinces also becoming poppy-growing regions. There are reportedly only 10 poppy-free provinces in the country. Boy, would you know, before I read this last statement, you remember that the Taliban, because they were religious fanatics over there, they had opium production down to 1%. And that's why they had to be invaded. That's why you had to have the false flag of 9/11, because you had to get over there and get this goddamn dope flowing, because there's big money in dope. Afghanistan is the world's top cultivator of poppies. I don't know why they use the singular when they're... from which opium and heroin are produced. The Taliban militants are heavily involved in the poppy cultivation. Bullshit. They had it down to 1%. Turn around. I love these son of a bitches. You got American soldiers over there guarding the goddamn poppy fields. You have CIA transport planes taking it out down to South and Central America to be processed into heroin. And they have the all unmitigated gall. The Taliban militants are heavily involved in the poppy cultivation and opium distribution, especially areas under their control. I mean, just whatever you say. Like I said, I mean, they have completely dismissed 1/3 of the population of this country. And just, I mean, they're talking to people out there making $450,000. That's the only people they're talking to and up. And those people there, they're not going to rock the boat. They don't even know this shit's going on. They're making $450,000. They're planning vacations. They're buying cars. They're buying houses. They're living. It is time from the grassroots, I mean, to come up. And I mean, the 450,000 bastards, you're getting it too. Ranchers, farmers, and loggers, and all the rest of you son of a bitch and sellout bastards that just go along with it because it's a feather in your bed. Period. You have betrayed your people. You have betrayed the history of your country, the founding of your country. You betrayed the people that bled to give it to you, you sorry sons of bitches. Now, just to keep this... keep this thing rolling and perv. Now, we've done the article. Well, we've talked about the fact that the border guards down there saying that Trump ain't doing shit. He's left all the communists in place. It's the same communist operation that would have been ran under Hillary Clinton that was run under Barack Obama. Things are progressing. The slave state is being built as the police state to control it is being built. And this just, I mean, icing on the cake. And man, we're going to play. We got to do this every once in a while so we can remind ourselves. That's why we put it on here.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country. Our message to the world will be this: you cannot obtain legal status or become a citizen of the United States by illegally entering our country.
I just tell you,
Henry.
Dwight Eisenhower
1 second.
Moved 1.5 million.
Go ahead, Charlie.
You're torturing me. I can't stand it. Please don't play it. I can't stand that voice.
You think that lie is cutting in your eardrums? I'll tell you, people.
I can't stand that voice.
I hear you. I mean, I can't stand to look at that son of a bitch. I mean, I can't stand to look at the people that fell for it. That's what's killing me.
I can't say on the air what I'd like to do.
Well, you don't need to say it.
If Donald Trump was Pinocchio, his nose would be the size of a big summer sausage.
It'd be the size of a telephone pole. Let's get real. But the bottom line here is we've told you people. This is recolonization of our country. Plain and simple, they plan to recolonize it with third worlders and drive what of us that they don't take out to the ditch. We'll be scrapping with, in the goddamn mud with these goddamn peons, peasants, and coolies for a bowl of rice. Period. Here, check this out. U.S. Chamber. This is the U.S. Chamber. Dreamers make America. Americans have no role. Is it time to shoot these motherfuckers yet or what, guys? You have no role. Get the fuck out of here. You, this ain't your country. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by KD4 discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has posted two billboards in front of the White House which declare America was built by foreign dreamers, not by native-born Americans who apparently have no place in the billboards or in American society. They're wanting to, I mean, when we talk about these pits, everybody, I guess you think we're bullshitting you. We're the only ones that have a legitimate claim to this goddamn property that they're that they've already stolen on paper. They've already done it. This is something that's going to happen because our grandfathers and great-grandfathers didn't do their fucking duty. They fucked us. They didn't care about their progeny. And now here we are in the epitome of total destruction. This, I mean, how in your face does it have to get? It is absolutely an insult to Americans, but the chamber knows that, which is why this isn't broad-based campaign conducted outside Washington, D.C., said Mark Kirkeran, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued, the implicit message in this is that immigrants are better than Americans, that Americans are the supporting players, and the immigrants are the stars. Do you feel like a goddamn Indian yet? It really is kind of the idea that immigrants are somehow magical people, not normal humans, with all the strengths and weaknesses and foibles, I guess, or regular people, that they are somehow magical. And then I said, what the hell? You're supposed to own this goddamn government. These pricks you see on TV are supposed to be your goddamn servants. They're standing up going, hey, screw you, get out of the way. I got this guy from another country. I'm representing him and to run you over, to take your goddamn property, to take your goddamn wealth. Don't American kids have dreams? Silicon Valley, Valley creators, David Packard and Bill Hewlett. We're not immigrants. Bill Gates wasn't an immigrant. Tom Watson, founder of IBM, wasn't an immigrant. Obviously, immigration is an important part of America's story, but no, it was in the beginning. Once this country was secured by the people here, why would you let one more son of a bitch into your goddamn, into your wealth? Why would you? Once the people here could control the wealth and protect it, why would you bring anybody else in? Unless you were trying to steal it and take it out of here because you were trying to take it from every frickin' body. Jew. America, America is not, is not a nation of immigrants. Kirkeran said, it's a nation which includes immigrants. And after we get through with this shit, it won't. Once we got this place squared away, anybody who comes within our shores, I mean, if you can reach them 1,000 yards out, pull the trigger. Nobody's coming in after we go and take our wealth back. The chamber's use of dreamers to refer to migrants and the illegal invaders, let's get real, and the deliberate erasure of 290 million Americans from their own nation and history. Yeah, that's what we're watching, aren't we? Tearing down the statutes. This was our America. They're getting rid of that son of a bitch because they're saying it ain't ours no more. You gonna let them do it? History was posted as business leaders arrived in town November 15th to demand that Congress provide a no-strings amnesty for at least 3 million illegal immigrants, plus millions of their foreign relatives, no matter the financial and civic cost to American families who don't matter. Or, like I said, they've turned around and they're pretending like we're not even goddamn here, people. And until those guns start going off, they're going to continue to pretend like we're not here. If they can keep pushing this shit, I mean, look at the headway they're making. Not a shot fired at the dirty bastards. Mm. where was I? No strings, that was it. 3 million immigrants plus millions of their foreign relatives. No matter the financial and civic cost to American families and American voters, you stupid, if you're a voter, you need to just get a pistol, put a bullet in it, cock it, stick it in your mouth, and pull the goddamn trigger, you worthless piece of shit. The business groups are demanding the extra immigrant workers and employers, even though new data shows that the migrants dubbed Dreamers by Democrats have college graduation rates that are one-tenth of similar-aged American college graduates' rates, but they don't matter anymore. They want slaves. They do not want intelligent people who can think. Who can think, what the hell makes you so special on this planet that you get a goddamn mountain of gold as big as Mount Everest, and I get a bowl of rice? And what did you do that was so goddamn special? Go ahead.
It's like George Carlin said, they want obedient workers.
You goddamn right. That's exactly what they want. I mean, you know what? They are pita, and we are mooey, and we're going to wipe those motherfuckers out. And I mean, it used to be, you know, you try to think about some way to accommodate in different ways. None. Slaughter them to a goddamn man. Wipe them out. That's the only way you'll ever know peace on this earth. However, any infusion of new immigrants provides chamber companies with millions of extra workers to lower wage rates. No shit. I mean, we bring this up and talk about it, and even they'll come out in the mainstream, say it every once in a while, just like this goddamn tax plan here. You know, they're going to get trillions of dollars for these corporations to come in here and exploit our resources. There's going to be lots of $2 jobs. That's what they, you know, there's going to be lots of jobs. You're going to be competing for that $2 job so that you can get a bowl of rice so you don't have to watch your children go hungry while you're going hungry. That son of a bitch, Paul Ryan. Man, I'll tell you what, people. If you get him, save him for me. Just that one son of a bitch, that's all I'm asking. I want to be the guy that staples his goddamn eyelids to his fucking forehead and sends him down the shit trap. That dirty, rotten, treasonous piece of human tripe. Lower wage rates. Okay, we're gonna hold it right there. We're at the bottom of the hour, and we'll pick it up from there on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
The Illegal Immigration Assistance Program, a taxpayer-funded division of OATNUT for Spanish Press 1, Portuguese 2, Arabic 3, Farsi 4, French 5, Swahili 6, German 7, Italian 8, and if you insist on English, please stand by.
If you're thinking about illegal immigration, be careful when you're choosing the nation, because breaking the law in some countries is frowned upon. Now,
imagine that. Sneak into China, they'll call you a spy. Ship you to Mongolia till you're dying. In the Sudan, they'll hang you and the camel you rode in on. Yeah, don't go hiking and enter Iran, or you might never be heard from again. And in Mexico, you might face a firing squad. Forget all about going to North Korea. That's a great example of a bad idea. So when it comes down to it, there's only one option you got. Yeah, come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating, come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Like healthcare, welfare, free education, help with your voter registration and driver's license and credit cards and license plates for your old car. Lots of jobs for you to do and employers who'll turn a blind eye to. Come to the USA. The Constitution, we'll help you start a house of prostitution if that's the kind of work that you want to do. You see, those gringo infidels are crazy. They'll give citizenship to your new baby. So you see, there's really only one choice for you. Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay should you get caught illegally immigrating. Said, come to the USA. Said, we'll be your lucky day. Cause when you get in, there's lots of goodies waiting. Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
This has been a public service message sponsored by Oak Nut, dedicated to the collapse of the American way of life. Yeah.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Ray Stevens with, well, come and just take the son of a bitch. I mean, we'll go back into the article here. We're talking about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Dreamers make America. Americans have no role. This is your, this is the replacement. I mean, this is a recolonization. And like the Indians, you got to die because you have a rightful claim to this goddamn place. The immigrants also serve the Chamber of Congress as millions of government dependent customers. For example, Breitbart News estimated that that an amnesty for 3 million dreamers would require taxpayers to provide $115 billion. Now, at first they told us, oh, we just can't afford it. $40 billion, if you wanted to get them, we can't afford it. We just can't afford it. We can't afford to run them out of here. But now $115 billion to keep them here, though. I mean, what? And you know, you have the so-called Democratic Party, the goddamn International Committee Communist, coming up, we're against open, we're for open borders. We're against any kind of closed border at all. We're against you owning anything or having any goddamn thing. This is not their choice to make, people. They're supposed to represent us, not goddamn foreigners. But here you have it. I mean, it's common knowledge now that the Democratic Party, they're pro open borders, pro not obeying the goddamn law that protects us from invasion. In fact, we are invaded. $115 billion subsidies via Obamacare to Mayrid healthcare companies. That's just goddamn healthcare. How much for schooling? All the welfare. Because they come in, the whole family. In practice, the taxpayers' costs will be far higher because new immigrants can use the nation's chain migration law to bring in many of their foreign relatives, regardless of their skills, ideology, age, or health. More communism, the Pope's little brown communist army pouring in here. Already here. That we, I'm telling you, people, if we started fighting today, it's still going to be a hell of a fight. As if there ain't 100 million of them in this country right now. I eat this hat I'm wearing. For example, the National Academy of Science reported in September 2016 that legal and illegal immigrants cost state and local taxpayers $57 billion a year. Again, that $40 billion. There's no way we can get that money. We don't have it, guys. Sorry. But we got this. Billion a year, not counting a huge additional federal cost. The same report shows that immigration forces down American wages. Duh. We're human resource, and we have no goddamn, we have no right. We have no superior right to our own goddamn resources in our own country, people. No, any son of a bitch that comes in here, it's theirs. If you let them do it. Wages down by 5.2% and annually transfers $500 billion in payroll up to employers and investors. Because they don't have to pay an American wage. An American can't go get a job because, well, you got to pay, have taxes taken out. They work these foreigners, they don't pay, and they're, right now, they're fixing it so they ain't going to pay no goddamn taxes. Who do you think's going to pay for all those unfunded liabilities? The poor, well, I'll tell you what. There's 100 million people that have been culled. Well, get ready for the next 100 million, okay? You people who had those middle class jobs, you went out there and you voted for Trump because you're so fucking smart. You know more than everybody else because you watched Fox News. Get ready for it. You're going to learn. You're going to I'll tell you what. When you get down here with the rest of us, you're going to have to learn a whole new realm of survival. And it's going to be fun because we're not going to help you. We're going to piss on you. We're the competition. Now you can come down here and compete with us in our world for the scrap little scraps that we get. That is all gravy to business groups, which gain from a larger population and national economy, especially if there's no growth in employees' per capita salaries. And that's what I'm talking about when I was, you know, that dirty little rat bastard, Paul Ryan, up there. They only have to pay 12% in Ireland. Ireland doesn't have shit. All it has is hungry people. They'll do anything because they don't have resources like we have here. But they're like, well, those aren't yours. That belongs to the world, you son of a bitch. You got our founding documents. We're gonna enforce them, and we're gonna see who owns this goddamn country, and we're gonna take back everything you thieving pricks. I mean, when I see Paul Ryan up there, I mean, just look at him for what he is, people. They put him up there with his goddamn buckwheat little goddamn hair flipping thing up there, like he's just one of the just a baby faced little boy. That monster. He is a low life son of a bitch. He has committed treason against every one of us. He should be at the tops of the list. That dirty corporate butt-sucking lapdog, that's what he is. You wait. If they get this thing through, you're going to feel it immediately. I mean, they come out. Everybody in the country is going to get a tax break. And then you go over to the other channel, and there's that Cavuto. And he's over there, and he's well, some people are going to have some surprises because they're going to get stuck. Well, hell yes, I can do math. I understand that if you got $1 trillion in unfunded liabilities and you say that those rich fucks ain't going to pay none of it and you're still going to keep the unfunded liabilities, wonder who's going to pay for it. They'll take the food right out of your children's mouths, people. And they talk about that $1,800 to the people that are making around $60,000 to $80,000 a year. And $1,800. Well, anytime you ever get any money, do you know that they know that money's coming to you? What are they going to do, people? Your electricity's going up. Your goddamn interest rates on your house are going up. All your public services are going up, and they'll eat that. You'll never see that $1,800. That $1,800, it'll be a $2,000 markup because this is the way it's always went, people. Yeah, even if you raise taxes on them, they just raise the product because you don't own anything in this goddamn country. You're just here working for them. It's the company store. They control the currency. They control the product. Hell, well, you got to eat, don't you? Well, if nothing else, we'll up bread $200 a loaf. Oop, got it back from you, didn't we? You fell for that, and now it's on the books. 20% tax rate for the goddamn corporations. How could the corporations who are taking substance from our national resources that belong to every one of us get a lower tax rate than the goddamn guy out there busting his ass and sweating, getting through life by the sweat of his brow? How is that possible? How did they ever sell that to the goddamn American people? The fuss over the DACA amnesty, however, is instead to draw attention from a more important fight. Business groups are using the demand for a DACA amnesty to distract media and congressional attention from President Donald Trump's popular pro-employee immigration principles. Oh, really? Did he look like pro? I mean, over there with the, you know, we just talked about the border guards down there saying he stabbed him in the back that he lied. But here they are, Donald Trump's popular pro-employee immigration principles. Bullshit. If Trump signs a congressional no-strings amnesty for the DACA recipients, he will have abandoned his election-winning immigration principles. I think he already did, guys. What do you think? I mean, election, and here it is. You know, here's the admission. This is why the son of a bitch was put in there. He was going to get rid of every one of them. You know, Paul Ryan stood up there and said, this is of all the things that this election was about and everything, this is the one thing that could help the most people. Bullshit. And everybody knows it. We knew it wasn't going to happen. But had all these illegals been, I mean, think about 100 million, these son of a bitches being pushed out of this country. We'd be like, God damn, we feel like the space just opened up around us. I told you about the time I was coming out of L.A. when all the illegal immigrants, they were going to have a day of protest. They were going to stay home. They weren't going to buy nothing. They weren't going to burn no gas. And it was to teach us a goddamn lesson. I learned the lesson. I would come out of L.A. in the afternoon. It would usually take me, shit, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours. In the space of 4 or 5 hours where I would have covered maybe, you know, 80, 90 miles, I mean, just bumper-to-bumper traffic, I fucking cruise 75 miles an hour down the freeway. There wasn't nobody out there. That shows you how many there are. If there ain't 100 million of them here, again, I'll eat my hat. And you tell me that if they kicked everyone that's not supposed to be in this country, everybody who overstayed a visa, everybody who crossed illegally, every MS-13 gang member, every goddamn Chinaman who came over here and paid $80,000 to drop a kid, every Chinaman who came over here and paid $10,000, or maybe it was $100,000, $100,000 for a green card. If you threw every one of them son of a bitches out of here, people, we'd be in paradise. But the sick part is a lot of us are going to have to die fixing this. I mean, shooting them out of here. They're not just going to go. I've told you this before. They're here and now they're armed, just like we are. I mean, this is the invasion that couldn't be. This country could have never been no ground invasion could have ever took us. But now you've got them clear. And every goddamn, they're fucking right down the street from you. There's a son of a bitch. Go ahead.
They're dropping kids every day, too, man. I mean, how many out of 100 million, how many are they dropping every day?
Well, you know, it's just like Paul Ryan up there talking about adding $600 to that child credit deduction. $600. Well, let's see now. We did an article yesterday where they're claiming 10 kids in Mexico. That with 10 kids, that's $6,000 per goddamn illegal here. I mean, that's going to be taken out of this goddamn country. And when them people, you see, somebody's got to pay for this shit. And we already know it's not the corporations because theirs got dropped. Who's going to pay for this $600 for the people who aren't getting it are paying it for the people who got it. They have to, or else you're just, what are you, borrowing more money from the Chinese so that you can hand more of our real estate over to them? I mean, how in the hell does this math work? Paul Ryan, he tries to act like he's such a, you know what, you know, he's so goddamn an expert in economics. I can do simple goddamn math. And I know better than this shit. See where we. The strategic defeat will allow lobbyists to push Congress to the next rise, to next raise the supply of young white collar visa workers. Oh, did we? Yeah, that's it. So here we go. The strategic defeat will allow lobbyists to push Congress to next raise the supply of young white-collar visa workers. Here's the last year middle class of American nationals. You're going out. You should have burned your goddamn voter registration cards, and you should have stopped this shit when you had a chance. But hey, man, it was who was telling you? Oh man, you mean the people who already had it done to them? They were telling you what the hell was going on and trying to save you and trying to save themselves. And you know, but, you know, we got to stick together. We're the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church Cabal. We'll turn this thing around. We'll put our boy in there, and we'll get these goddamn peons, pissants, and coolies beneath us to fight to put us back in control. They'll be our slaves. Better our slaves. At least there'll be American slaves. Such as H-1B workers, OPT graduates, and L-1 visa workers. Every time I read one of these, I find about a new visa program. I mean, we're up to L. I mean, does it go clear up to Z? Who can help lower salaries for middle-aged Americans, tech workers, and for legal migrants, immigrants? Any increase in the white-collar labor supply is likely to reduce labor costs, freeing up revenues to spike profits and investors' returns. So what this all comes as, it's all of us being slaves to goddamn mammon. Because, you know, you got the person there, they've got, say, $10 million. Well, they just invested into one of these goddamn companies. They bring in the slave labor. And what do you, who are you really working for? I guess you're a slave to that man's mammon because he's not producing shit. But he's getting the goddamn 95% of everything you produce. That's called slavery. I think they can hide it in some kind of fuzzy math. Like, well, they've tried to dumb us down. Maybe that's another reason for this common core math. So you can't do simple goddamn addition and subtraction and see what the hell. I mean, this is blatant. Already, the various visa programs keep one. I want you guys to really listen to this. Already, the various visa programs keep 1 million foreign white-collar workers employed. Varied work sites in the at universities. Now this is keeping. This is what the visa program. This is in. This is a tax in university. I think that they're taxpayer supported sites at universities, fashion companies, engineering firms, computer. Oh, I thought they only wanted to pick the lettuce guys. They want to do those jobs that the Americans don't want to do. It looks like they're doing, I mean, they're replacing your labor force. They're replacing your people. They're recolonizing this goddamn country. And the only place for you and me is in that ditch with a goddamn bullet in our head. Computer firms, pharmacies, hospitals, and in the back office cubicle farms created by banking and insurance firms. It sounds like every goddamn job here, doesn't it? And again, you're looking for Trump? We just had a talk with the goddamn Border Patrol down there. Trump kept all the communists in. Nothing's changed. They're going forward as communists do. The chamber's leaders used the DACA dispute to virtue signal and to carry favor with Democrats. They want to use DACA as an excuse to bootstrap an amnesty for all of the so-called dreamers without talking about offsets and safeguards such as chain migration of or the visa lottery or E-Verify. And well, no, yeah, I mean, this will be the compromise, though. That's what Trump said. Well, we got that. You know, I didn't do a goddamn thing I told you I would, but, you know, the thing is, we got rid of the visa lottery, and actually I took those visas, and now there's a X-14 visa for people to come in and take your job under that, but we won't tell you about that for 4 or 5 years. You'll find out the hard way. Top Democratic leaders also described illegal immigrants as better than American voters on their children, or their children, and yeah, as American voters, I mean, you're the lowest form of fucking life, in my opinion, that ever drew air. I detest you. You deserve what is happening. The rest of us don't. You have done it to us, you sons of bitches. Our dreamers, they make America dream again, Representative Nancy Pelosi exclaimed in October. They're so lovely, and we frankly owe a debt to your parents for bringing you here. We owe a debt to this goddamn anchor baby shit and this god. We owe a debt to them for bringing them here. They've taken our, they've drove our standard of living down to shit. 100 million of our people are living in goddamn tents and on the goddamn streets, and we owe them a debt for that, according to this communist whore, Pelosi. How in the hell is it that these people continue on day to day? One third, 100 million people that they're just saying, we don't even, you don't even count. You don't exist. You're dispossessed. You don't even talk to us. You can come over here and try to file a paper in one of our courts and we'll laugh at you, and you as you go out the goddamn door. I think you better get a new tactic, I think, people. We owe for bringing you here to be such a brilliant part of our future. Yeah, ching ching. Slavery, that's what you want, you elitist prick. Illegal immigrants also claim that they are essential to the economy. Many demonstrations include signs declaring that immigrants, not Americans, keep the economy working. We'll stow your ass out of here and we'll see if that economy still works. I'm betting it'll work like it never worked before, especially when our number one export is going to be the dead bodies of the son of a bitches who did this to us. We'll have a goddamn industry just hanging, you sons of bitches.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if they contribute all of this, why they can't do that in their country then?
Exactly. It's just like down in Mexico. You know, Mexico has got everything we got here. It's a goddamn rich country. It's that you got 13 families down there. It's all theirs, and the rest are just peasants. It's their estate. And the rest are just peasants. And the peasants down there, that because they are what they are. I mean, we've kicked their ass 3 times. Last time, right down to Mexico City. But they are what they are, man. And that's why they want them in here. They are goddamn, they are peons, is what they call them. Peons. They are peons. And they want a peon population here. They want to remove the population of American nationals who own the goddamn country, who they're ripping off blatantly, who by law, right now, should be shooting them. They want to replace that with these peasants and these coolies because these son of a bitches will live like goddamn dogs at their feet. They've proven it generation after generation in Mexico. That's why. Oh, non-Americans keep the economy working. The chamber's No American Here, this is what they're calling it, No American Here campaign, would not be wise to run on Ohio TV stations, but the intended audience is the White House staff, which are located just across Lafayette Square from the chamber's building, said Kirkeran. The chamber is trying to strengthen the hand of anti-enforcement people. I love that where they put these things. No, you son of a bitch, that's harboring. That's a goddamn crime. You're harboring fugitives. No, they're anti-enforcement people. No, they're goddamn aiding an invasion. They're goddamn, they're insurrectionists. They need to be hung. What they're doing is illegal. You goddamn, you don't wear a seatbelt, you could get killed. But man, these son of a bitches who are goddamn, no, they're anti-enforcement people. Anti-enforcement people. And I guess Trump is too now, huh? He's another one of those anti-enforcement people because, he said it when he was running for president. All we got to do is enforce the law. Frickin' duh. And then, you know, all these redundant goddamn legislation they put in for refugees and all this horseshit. No, 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 no. It goes against the law that was actually put in place by the people. These goddamn agency policies do not trump law, even in the goddamn admiralty. All they have to do is enforce the goddamn law that was actually legislated. And every one of them would have to go. And Trump knows it. Trump had no intent of doing a goddamn thing except padding the pockets of his international goddamn elitist friends. Like that goddamn head of China over there, the Chinese premier. Over there with his goddamn smock on, sucking the ass of the Chinese premier as they're planning the merger of the United States with the goddamn communist China. Red China. Staff, which are, okay, we did that. The chamber is trying to strengthen its anti-enforcement people inside the White House and weaken the hand of the pro-enforcement people. That's what we are, pro-enforcement people. No, you son of a bitch, you're going to find, we know there's no law. We're going to show you some goddamn enforcement. The campaign is also aimed at reporters, few of whom will notice the exclusion of Americans because most reporters embrace the myth of America as a nation of immigrants, not a nation of Americans, Kikkerin said. You know, and that's what I talked about. You know, it's been about 25, 30 years ago, the first time I heard America doesn't have a culture, they're not a people. Well, they're working their asses off to try to see it that way. That's why we better come together as a people under our Bill of Rights, and we better end this shit. And we better do it soon because every day we wait, that's more of us are going to have to die because it's a bigger mess we got to clean up. Industry skewed nation of immigrants polls show that Americans want to welcome migrants. But fairness polls show the voters put a much higher priority on helping their families. They're talking about this small little percentage of this goddamn population that is fucking us all, people. These voters, I mean, I'll tell you, that should be one of our first targets, too. These son of a bitches, they have proved they will sell you out. They look at the same shit we look at every day. They know what's going, hey, man, I got mine. No, fuck you. That is their attitude, and that has been their attitude all along. They were too quick to take the other guy's rights because it wasn't going to infect them, just like the people in the goddamn NRA. You know, yeah, we'll pass them laws because it ain't going to affect us. We get to keep ours. We're just talking about the goyim. We're talking about the peasants, the peons, the coolies. Fairness polls put a much higher priority on their families, neighbors, and fellow nationals. Get decent jobs in a high-tech, high-immigration, low-wage economy. High-immigration, low-wage economy. What do you think? You think that bringing 100 million more people here to compete for the jobs here might drive wages down? Because they'll come up and go, oh, not really, you know, not really. There's 8 million of these son-of-a-bitches that they'll admit are working American jobs, illegals, that they admit. Remember Reagan? No, read my lips or whatever in the hell he said. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour, disgusted as I am. And we will be back tomorrow, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up behind us. And, man, I mean, just to the point that don't tolerate any shit from any of these goddamn trumpets or any of these bastards. I want some trumpet to come, you know, like this guy that came up on Mark's show yesterday. You piece of shit. You better, don't be afraid of the snowflakes, but you by God better be afraid of me, you treasonous piece of shit. And that is The Word from the Trenches.